Right now, we'd like to welcome in another guest, and of course, one that is very much alive and working with the Land Trust there. We're talking about Michael Runz, who's a naturalist, author, and educator. And Michael, first of all, welcome to Lake 88. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks. Great to be here.
And Michael, if I look at some of the accomplishments, you're an interpretive naturalist at Algonquin Park and Point Pelee Park. You've hosted the television program Wild by Nature. You also teach natural history, and I'm going to let you say how I say that.
I think ornithology is what you're
supposed to say. Yes, that's the one, yeah. It's the study of birds, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you're doing that at Carleton University, and also an author of 10 natural history books. So.
Well, guess what? It's now 14.
14, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good to have you with us today on this special edition of All About the House, Michael. We've been talking about, of course, the Land Trust and all the different properties that it protects. With Ed Lawrence, we talked about the flora and fauna and wild species, etc. This particular section, we want to also talk about what's on those properties, and that's animals on the Land Trust properties. And I guess we're talking about all kinds of species there, Michael.
Well, that's for sure, because animals, it goes way beyond just mammals. When people hear the word animals, they think of, you know, furry animals like black bears and white-tailed deer and so on. But animals includes all the little guys, everything from, you know, the caterpillars of moths and butterflies to various insects, dragonflies and so on. So when I think of animals, I think of the incredible diversity these lands support. And once people start looking at the tiny animals as well as the big animals, they soon realize how rich these habitats are that are being supported by the Land Trust. And it is so important to preserve not just the big, sexy guys, like deer and moose and so on, but also the small ones as well. In fact, many of the small ones are much more rare than the big ones are.
It's interesting, too, because, you know, as much as some properties, you're having people come on and, you know, partake in the property itself. But in some instances, when we're talking about animals, you don't necessarily want human interference.
That's true. Some animals certainly are more reclusive. And many animals require a large space, not just a small fragment. And that's been a problem, of course, of much of Ontario, is that larger forested habitats have been dissected into small woodlots. And these small woodlots cannot, even though the same trees might be there and many of the same plant species are there, they still don't have enough space to support certain animals. And that is why it's so important to have the Land Trust getting large tracts of land that are continuous forest.
Now, you kind of work also in conjunction, you know, if we look at the overall picture of preserving lands, places for animals, plants, etc., but you also work in, I guess, concert with provincial and federal parks as well. Land trusts do have a, you know, a role to play there.
Absolutely, and with the government, there's always a risk that places can be reclassified and, you know, we can lose protection. And often, too, parks are multi-use areas, where a reserve is a reserve for protection. And it's great to have some places where human interference is not allowed, and others, like High Lonesome, for example, where there are trails and people can go there and enjoy nature firsthand. So the Land Trust preserves habitat that not only preserves more unusual species, but also allows general people to come in there and experience firsthand nature at its best.
Now, when we're talking specifically about some of the animals on the Land Trust properties, any particular species that come to mind that need protecting or that are thriving because they're on their own?
Right. Well, that's a good question. There certainly are some less common species on some of the properties. For example, High Lonesome has eastern whippoorwills, a bird that has declined dramatically in recent decades in number. But also other animals like giant swallowtail caterpillars are found there. This is a butterfly that was southern originally that has spread north rather quickly with climate change, and now they are part of the landscape. And these are, by the way, if you don't know these caterpillars, they are incredible. They look like bird droppings, and when you touch the caterpillar, these two orange horns pop out of the head, and they stink. It's a great defense that if an animal realizes that's not bird poop on that prickly ash leaf, it's actually this amazing caterpillar, and they try to eat it, and these orange horns pop out and generally frighten away the attacker.
Yeah. So we can find all kinds of very interesting species.
This habitat, for example, High Lonesome, which I've been to a number of times leading outings for the Land Trust, have everything from black bears. You'll see their wonderful marks on the trees, beech trees, where they get beech nuts from. They have rare trees like butternut. And then they have these small things like giant swallowtail caterpillars. We've seen red eft, which is the larval stage of the of a salamander, the newt. And this beautiful salamander in its larval stage lives on land. It's bright orange and spotted, and it's poisonous. It's advertising its toxicity. You know, things like that that people often see in books but don't meet firsthand are available on these special places that the Land Trust has preserved.
Now, of course, one of your specialties, Michael, is the scientific study of birds. That's what you do at Carleton University. When it comes to species of birds, I would imagine that so many birders really appreciate being able to see what's available at the Land Trust properties.
Well, that's so true. And the best part about the Land Trust, the properties vary very much in what habitats they preserve. And, of course, different habitats have different birds. And some of these, you know, are small warblers, that are very colorful and they're in summer only. Others are year-round residents like the barred owls. And one of the highlights to me of being up at High Lonesome especially is calling in those barred owls in the evening. And if the listeners haven't heard a barred owl, they'd better go to High Lonesome. And if you haven't heard barred owls, they sound like this. They have a tremendous call. That's one of those wild sounds that symbolizes wild country, and certainly the Land Trust habitats have species like that galore.
Now, as we wrap up, Michael, I guess the big thing is to just stress the importance of the Land Trusts that allow all of these different species to thrive and survive. And, you know, that takes money, of course, to be able to put the Land Trust aside and do the work that you're trying to do there.
Absolutely, you know, and with more and more land being cleared every year for development, Land Trust plays an essential role in preserving what we have. In our local area, you know, the area the Land Trust encompasses, it still has a lot of wild space. But if we don't act now and start putting more money into the Land Trust to preserve these habitats, we will lose them eventually. The writing's on the wall. And so the Land Trust plays an essential role in preserving our incredibly rich biodiversity that in our area is so outstanding. And I hope that people can find, you know, a few dollars to donate to the Land Trust, because it's for not just a worthy cause currently, but it's for land to be preserved for all time. And so future generations will greatly benefit from the actions of the Land Trust that take place now.
Well said, Michael. Thank you so much for your love of wildlife and certainly for your support of the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. Michael, thanks for this, and we're going to talk again sometime, hopefully.
Hopefully, absolutely. Maybe in person sometime.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay.
Get through the pandemic here. Michael, yeah. Thanks for being our guest this morning.
It'd be my pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Michael Runtz, who's a naturalist, author, and educator. You're listening to a special edition of All About the House this morning, raising funds for the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. The number to call if you'd like to donate, that will be open right now, right through until 6 o'clock tonight, in fact, is 613-253-2722. 253-2722. In just a moment, we're going to be back with, I guess we could call him, the grand old man of the Mississippi Madawaska Land Trust. Howard Clifford will be our guest in just a moment.